Good morning, Episcopalians. Some of you know me, but for those of you who don't, my name is Dave McGrath. And this is what happens when you talk with him, Father Matthew. I got my knickers in a knot about something that was said, so I emailed Father Matthew and asked for a meeting. He graciously set one up, and it kind of turned into a one-sided meeting, if you know what I mean. About a half hour in after listening to me, he simply said to me, "You know, Dave, lay preaching is pretty common in the Episcopal Church, so what are you doing November 30th? So here I am. And I thank him for this opportunity. I think. I'm a very private person, and sharing my thoughts and emotions is not in my DNA. So this is going to run the gamut from the absurd to the sublime, from delight to disaster, from caviar to humble pie. I have no theological training or background. I know very little about divinity. The Bible is a mystery to me. But one thing I've discovered in my life is that God speaks to me and all of us very clearly in many other ways as well. But too often, because of the fog and the storms of everyday life, we miss it. And that's what I want to talk to you about today, how to spot God's inspiration in other ways. And I know this sounds like a People magazine headline, but for me, God speaks to me through my iPod. With all due respect to all the brilliant, well-educated, well-spoken clerics who have stood in this pulpit down through the years, I have to tell you, I'm not inspired by them. Now, that has more to do with me than with them or their message. First, I don't hear so well. Second, I don't pay attention. Second, I don't pay attention so well either. Now, for me, God's inspiration plays out in the people around me and in music. And if you connect the dots, the latter two are given to us by God. He is inspiring you that way as well. You're just not paying attention. Our family, friends, and loved ones, and our favorite music are all gifts from God. So you're going to hear a lot of musical references today. The gift of songwriting is a gift from God, and that's how He channels inspiration into our everyday lives every day. Inspiration's all around you. It's always there, and it always goes back to God. Now, I want to tell you how God has placed you, the people of the St. Matthew's community, into my life to inspire me. And I want to thank you for that. As an aside here, if you know me or you've listened to my child bride, Guida Brown, you know that my brain is usually tuned into Dave FM, and I'm singing in my head for about 98% of my life. Music is a huge part of my personal and professional life, and I think God did that on purpose. Music gets to me. It sinks in. There was a little pop song back in the 1960s called Tell Him. Nice melody, good beat, you could dance to it, but essentially a forgettable pop song. But the writer of that song, Burt Russell, slipped in a line that just screams out to me every single day. If you want him to be the one who makes you want to breathe, tell him. How's that for inspiration? The one who makes you want to breathe. Today, there are four people in my life who make me want to get up every morning breathing. People who make my life so very worthwhile, so fulfilling, so much fun, and so meaningful. One of them is in church with me today, Guida Brown. And I say to anyone who will listen, I am richer than 1,000 kings to have her by my side. God's inspiration is truly at work for me in Guida. And I say thank you, Guida Brown. I do need to stop right here and point out that just about everything that I say from here on out in regards to anyone or anything also references God. I am richer than 1,000 kings to have him by my side. Each of you should be able to look at the person or people sitting next to you right now and say the same thing. Or think about all your family members, friends, and loved ones who have been freed from their earthly bonds and are now in the glory of God's care. And remember how they made you want to breathe. That is God's inspiration. Who knew it would be that simple? But we do overlook it because of the crush of daily life. Do yourself a favor. Don't do that. Don't overlook it. Accept that inspiration, embrace it, and appreciate it. Now, a few years back, Guida and I were invited to a dinner event held by a small church of evangelical Christians. It was actually held in a little storefront. It was something else, that dinner event. This is what we heard. "We have hot dogs and potato chips to eat tonight. Can I get an amen? We have ketchup and mustard and relish, too. Can I get an amen?" in retrospect, I was inspired that people could praise the Lord and pass the hot dogs at the same time. I'm not looking for any amens today, but what I would like you to do when you hear something I say that inspires you is quietly say to yourself in the singular but inspirational word of my good friend George Schwartz, "Yup." Remember that sweet song from Wicked? The song was called "For Good." Here are some of the lyrics. I've heard it said that people come into our lives for a reason, bringing something we must learn. And we are led to those who help us most to grow if we let them. And we help them in return. Well, I don't know if I believe that's true, but I know I'm who I am today because I knew you. I listened to that, and it can't be more obvious to me. Through that song, God is speaking to me, inspiring me about you, my church community here at St. Matthew's. So many of you inspire me in ways you'll never know. I could go from pew to pew and tell each one of you how you inspire me. It was about 17 years ago, Gina Ann Schwartz, right down here in front, asked me to read the Harry Potter books to her third grade students at Harvey Elementary School. I took her up on that offer and read to her classes for a few years, and I've now been reading to my daughter Katie's classes for 15 years. She's a Catholic elementary school teacher. Right now she's at All Saints. God put Gina Ann and Katie into my life to inspire me about the extraordinary value and blessing of volunteering with kids. I am overwhelmed and humbled every day when I think of the influence I've been told that I have on those kids that I read to. I thank you, Gina Ann and Katie. I think most of you know that bittersweet song, "My Cup Runneth Over," from the musical "I Do, I Do." The play follows one couple through 50 years of marriage, the love, the quarrels, raising a family, paying the bills, negotiating life's many crises, two soulmates negotiating the perils of life. Well, the telling but sometimes crushing line in that song that inspires me goes like this. In only a moment, we both will be old. We won't even notice the world turning cold. And so, in these moments, with sunlight above, my cup runneth over with love. Sweet regret coupled with absolute acceptance. Has the realization of aging ever been described more succinctly than that? So I realize that God put Orrin and Barbara Dutton, Pat and Ollie Christensen, Eleanor McDowell, Franklin Gale and his sisters, Jim and Sonny, as well as Harry Data and his now departed but always beloved wife Edith into my life to inspire me. You see, it was just yesterday when they were young and taking on the world. And now in the September of their lives, they're together and happy and serene. God put them right smack in front of my face, in front of all our faces, to show us how a life should be lived, with great grace, kindness, and humility, oftentimes with stunning courage in the face of terrible trials and tribulations, and more often than not, a welcoming smile for their friends and loved ones. And I got to tell you this, Edith Data and I used to talk about going dancing in Portugal, just because it was fun, just because it was nonsensical, and just because it was me and Edie, and it was fun to talk with her. It was my 3 minutes to be in the company of a very grand, grand lady, and I miss her so very much. They're inspirations from God to all of us. So I say thank you, O&B, Pat and Ollie, Eleanor, Franklin, Jim, Sonny, Harry, and Edie. And then I look at Faye back there at the back of church. She lets me smack her in the back of the head when I walk into church every Sunday. It's my way of saying, you're my friend. God put Faye in my life to remind me not to judge a book by its cover. Also, to inspire me to pray for my friends, just like she does every Sunday, both during Mass and after Mass. After Mass, every Sunday, Faye heads down to the lakefront and spends about an hour or so praying for all of us. Thank you, Faye. Here at the 7:30 service, we've got Don and Dawn and Ken and Diana, St. Matthew's great handholders. God put them in my life to show me that the little things do not go unnoticed, and they inspire me every Sunday to appreciate the loves of my life every day, because there really is a price to pay for every day we throw away. I say thank you to Don and Dawn and Ken and Diana. Nancy Roeder, right here, was put into my life by God to teach me how to handle a broken heart. Some say love is holding on, and some say letting go. But Nancy has shown me that you can hold on to the great love of your life and let go. Thank you, Nancy. Bill and Sue Cairns right here in front. If I needed any more God-sent inspiration to be a Packer fans, I have them in reserve. Thank you, Bill and Sue. And at the 10:30 service, there are two people who God very quietly put into my life for a reason. One actually came into my life, one into Guida's. Following Father Brown's retirement, I was asked to be on the so-called transition committee. We were the committee that laid some groundwork for the search committee that brought Father Matthew here. I had known Jenny Cobb by name only until I worked with her on that committee. In Guida's role on the vestry, she has worked closely with Jenny's husband, John Cushman, the church treasurer. God put John and Jenny into our lives to inspire us, especially when under duress, to be, quite simply, good Christians and good stewards of the resources, human, financial, and otherwise, of this parish. They've touched our lives in ways they could never know. I'm sorry that I wasted almost half of my lifetime before I got to know them. Nice doesn't describe Jenny and John. They are nice on steroids. And I say thank you, Jenny and John. And everyone else here in this church community, please know that quietly and silently, I draw inspiration from you. Really, that's the reason God sent you to this church, to inspire me, in case you didn't know that. Thank you. Many years ago, while I was working at the National Association of Realtors in Chicago, I met a man named Nestor Wygant, who was another major inspiration in my life. Nestor is a wealthy real estate executive from Wichita, Kansas, who I traveled the country with. He was VP of the National Realtors Group, and he visited local member groups as a cheerleader and to explain the association's political stances. Now, during the first of these two-week tours across the country, I noticed that Nestor talked to everyone, from corporate CEOs to airline employees to restaurant servers to janitors, and he spoke to them all the very same way, with respect for them and the dignity of their jobs and their lives. Nestor could get a life story out of somebody in 5 minutes. Well, I had never experienced that before, and one day over breakfast, I asked him about it. And what he said to me then, 33 years ago, has stayed with me and resonated in my life every single day, oftentimes to Guida's chagrin. Nestor said, "Dave, everybody's got a story. Ask them, and they'll tell it to you." And to this day, I do. I've got it down to about 3.5 minutes now. Nestor was such an awesome role model for me, and I only tell you this story about him because I only got to meet Nestor and go on that first tour with him because someone else in the office got into a car accident and couldn't go. I was then put there by God so I could be inspired by Nestor Wygant to be a better person. And to this day, I speak with Nestor on the phone, and he kindly and gently reminds me that, A, I'm not all that, B, I'm not the guy with all the answers, and C, other people's lives matter, regardless of their position in life. We all need to look at incidents like that in our lives and realize that God is inspiring us because we need it. Take a moment, a singular moment, to see that, because as the wheel of life turns faster and your years fly by, you're running out of time. But getting back to those four people who make me want to breathe, why not think about those people in your life who make you want to breathe? Like my friend Kristen Buterbaugh, I'm a long-distance runner. Unlike her, I'm not a good one, but I do it. Kristen actually medaled this year in a race. I have an abiding passion for this sport, and I feel God at work every time I run. Now, most runners have a mantra that inspires them and gets them through the arduousness of the sport. It's sometimes lonely, sometimes painful, and always, always challenging. My mantra is ability, determination, willpower, desire. All glory to God for these gifts. And of course, because God is the ultimate interior designer in our lives, God and music intersect in my running. As I said, God speaks to me through my iPod. This past summer, I trained for a marathon, and over the course of the hundreds of miles and thousands of footsteps, I listened to hours and hours of music on my iPod. Runners usually set up their playlists for pacing purposes. We start out with slow to medium tempo songs, and we start adding in those peppy, upbeat songs that will encourage us to pick it up a bit. There's one song that I have on every single one of my playlists that probably shouldn't be there because it makes me weep. Weep with joy, but weep nonetheless. And since I cannot multitask, I cannot weep and run at the same time. It kind of hurts my race pace. That song is Through the Years, a big hit for Kenny Rogers, written by a guy named Marty Panzer. Marty Panzer wrote many of Barry Manilow's biggest hits, but this song, Through the Years, is his crowning achievement. I had a conversation about the song with Marty, and we shared an email. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. And I'm going to read some of the lyrics to you, and I want you to think about those people who make you want to breathe. The people God put into your life. The people God put into your life who inspire you. And when I hear this song, I think about God, my wife Guida, my daughter Katie, and my grandchildren Gianna and Buddy. And I weep with joy. It really slows me down on the cross-country course out at Parkside. I can't remember when you weren't there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear, we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You turned my life around. The sweetest days I found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made. And I'm so glad I stayed right here with you through the years. Through the years, when everything went wrong, together we were strong. I know that I belong right here with you through the years. And through the years, I never had a doubt. We'd always work things out. I've learned what life's about by loving you through the years. So as Nestor Wigand told me, everybody has a story. And I wanted to know the story behind that song and Marty Panzer and who he wrote that song for. To me, it screams on one level, this is about God. But then I read on his website, Marty's, not God's, that he wrote it for his mother, for Barry Manilow, and for his life partner. But I wanted to use the song as a key part of this message today. So through a friend, I got Marty's phone number and called him and asked him if the song could be about God. He said he didn't write it with God in mind. Bummer. But I decided to use it anyways. Then about a week later, I got an email from Marty. And I'd like to share that with you right now. Marty wrote, so many songs talk about falling in love and falling out of love, but I couldn't think of a single song that spoke of the special joy and unique blessing of love that lasts over time. So I wrote Through the Years. The song was sung at George Burns' 100th birthday and at the rededication of the Statue of Liberty. Of course, it can be taken to be about God. Whatever inspires you, sustains you, comforts you, and informs you through the years. Whoever or whatever that is, it is the lucky person who is aware and appreciative of that special power in their life. And through the years, it seems to me, we all need it more and more. So I hope I inspired Marty to think about that a little bit because he changed his mind and said it could be taken to be about God. As you see, Marty Panzer summed up in 118 words what I took, what seems like all morning, to impart to you today. In closing, on our wedding invitation, Guida chose a line from Les Miserables. To love another person is to see the face of God. Today I'd paraphrase that line, to be inspired by another person is to feel the love of God. If you take anything from my message today, I hope it is this. Know who it is that makes you want to breathe, and that should be God and those ordinary people around you who make your life extraordinary, and look for God's everyday inspiration every day. And embrace it. I can't bless you, but I can leave you with this blessing courtesy of a couple of Mormons. May tomorrow be a perfect day. May you find love and laughter along the way. May God keep you in his tender care till we are together again.